gracious Holy Spirit, shape and bless the humble words I speak and the humble hearts who hear. In Jesus' name, amen. This morning, as I shared the word, I shared a story about a Christmas somewhere between 1 and 7 a.m. when I was trying to put together a Barbie van and was defeated. But you know, I have to confess that there were many Christmases between the hours of 1 and 5 when I was confronted with those words, "some assembly required," and I emerged triumphant. It was always my dream, my hope, that my children would wake up on Christmas morning and run to the tree and find everything ready for them. They could just begin to play. So there were bicycles and Nintendo consoles and drum kits all ready to be banged on. I remember one challenge in particular. It was the assembly of two GT snow racers. Do you know what they are? Have you put them together? The challenge wasn't in assembling them. They weren't that difficult. The challenge was in the company of my cat, Timmy Two Eyes. You know, I'm one of those guys who likes the instructions. And at that time in the morning, when I sat down to do this, I would put the instructions out and I would get out all of the parts and the tools in the order which the instructions tell you to. Now that's partly because I am pretty tired by that time on Christmas Eve morning, and partly because it just makes things go more smoothly. The only trouble that night, when I came home at that hour in the morning, the cat knew that it had me all to itself, and it liked my undivided attention. Timmy Two Eyes was a very affectionate fellow, and he took a great interest in whatever you were doing. And these little screws were just the right thing for a cat to bat underneath the couch or the piano. I could have easily taken him out of the room by the scruff of his neck, but I didn't have the heart to do that, and to tell you the truth, I liked the company. But eventually it became a little too much for me, and I got a little too angry at Timmy, and so I opened his Christmas present early, which was some toy mice. And I gave him a mouse, and he loved those things, and that kept him occupied while I finished those GT snow racers. It was a labor of love, but I have to confess, whenever I came to a package which said no assembly required, there was great relief. It is the beauty of God's gift of Christmas. This gift comes to us with no assembly required. It is simply to be received. It's very much like the beautiful music we are hearing this evening. There are many parts to it. A lot of work has gone into it. You have sopranos, altos, basses, tenors. You have many notes, many different instruments, many different talents, all assembled through hard work and effort to make one majestic whole for us simply to receive this evening. And you can't discount either the stories of the composers, their pain and their suffering, their dreams and their talents which allowed this music to come into existence. All so that this evening, on this beautiful snowy night, we could be taken to a different world and understand that world and its hope is for us. And just so God's love comes. There are many parts to it. There is the gift of creation. There is a great cost to it, of self-giving love. Incredible that the Infinite One could become a vulnerable creature. Incredible that this is not for Christians, this is not for Jews, this was done for all people and all times and all places in a God-forsaken corner of the world. Came into the depth of our darkness, into the depth of our oppression and our hatred and our violence. Came to be received by all people and all creatures and all creation. There is a lot of unpacking to be done, to be sure. When you open this present, it is profound. It is something you have to play with for a long time before you even begin to understand it. It is something to be danced with for your whole life, and it grows with you, and it changes you. And it is for the whole course of your life, and forever, a gift to be received, no assembly required. Amen.